love you.
Pepper Nix, an award-winning wedding photographer out of Sandy, says the legalization of same-sex marriage hasn't affected her business as much as it has same-sex couples who, before it passed, were careful in how they spoke to her.
There used to be kind of a tiptoe. With it not being legal, it was more of a celebration or recognition of these people and their relationship.
Nix says she and her colleagues are in it for the same reasons.
Really, people in the wedding industry are here to celebrate love.
David Wood is the president of the Association of Bridal Consultants and agrees with Nix. He says the industry started growing before the legalization of same-sex marriages.
We have been doing commitment ceremonies for many years. So we're already building major events for couples.
While vendors may not be feeling the effects of the law passing, Reverend Cameron Carver in Salt Lake City has a different story to tell.
I used to have one or two a year for this, and since it passed, I've had one or two a month.
Carver spends more time with his couples in preparation for their wedding and says same-sex marriages are about more than vows.
I find that as they're shown respect throughout the process, they've completely changed because of what they've been through with all of the vendors. Everybody gets them to the point where they stand with their heads tall by the end of that process.
Carver has a unique perspective into how the legalization of same-sex marriages has impacted not only his business, but his personal life as well. He has been in a same-sex relationship for more than 10 years and got legally married in Utah last year. Carver says people couldn't possibly understand what it means for those like him.
When I was on the plane home from New York after getting married, I got struck with the biggest pit in my stomach, realizing this is going to mean nothing as soon as I leave this airport. It's not going to mean anything to my federal government, nothing to my state government. Why did I just do this? That feeling has existed my whole life. Just because the laws are changing doesn't mean that all of a sudden we magically feel equal and fit into society. It's such a gradual integration that it takes time for us to even understand what's happening. It's just one more step towards not hating myself a little bit less and, you know, not feeling like a second-class citizen everywhere I go.
Bernadette Smith is the president of 14 Stories and trains vendors on how to work with same-sex couples. She says being a vendor requires more than one might expect.
Marriage equality isn't the be-all, end-all. We need to be advocates for our client, making sure your client has a really safe experience.
She says same-sex ceremonies are often more celebratory than those of traditional couples because of how long these couples have been discriminated against.
One of the most beautiful things is the weddings are a lot more emotional. Same-sex couples often don't take their right to marry for granted. There's a lot more intense emotion and feeling of triumph and jubilation. So I really do think that they have a transformative experience for wedding professionals and that they help wedding professionals re-energize their business and think more creatively about the work that they do.
Everyone interviewed for this story says people would be surprised to know just how similar traditional and same-sex weddings are.
How long will I love you?
They agree with Nix in that they're in it to celebrate love, period. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.